From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Nature Notes. Most hummingbirds are migratory. Some, like our Rufus hummingbird, have been known to fly 2,000 miles during their migration. Cornell University's research on this species indicates that during their long migration, Rufus hummingbirds make a clockwise circuit of western North America each year. The Rufus hummer, our smallest hummingbird at 3 3/4 inches, spends the winter in Mexico, returning to the refuge in late winter or spring, and may begin its journey south as early as July. These tiny birds with their long bills are unmistakable. They're pugnacious and aggressive. The male is brilliant orange, while the female is green and orange. They eat insects as well as nectar. This hummingbird will even pluck insects from spider webs. Hummingbirds have remarkable memories. They remember the location of flowers and feeders from year to year. In spring, the Rufus hummingbird can be seen and heard in the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. The other hummingbird that is common in the wildlife refuge is the anis. It is a permanent resident and happily visits feeders. In fact, if you want to see an anis hummingbird, put up a feeder and you are sure to see one. The male is easily recognized by his iridescent emerald green feathers and rose-pink throat and crown. The female has a red central throat patch. Overall, the anis is mostly green and gray. At 4 inches, it's a little larger than the Rufus hummer. To easily see these two hummingbirds, put up a hummingbird feeder. Fill it with 1 part sugar and 4 parts water, and you will see these tiny beauties in no time. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.